Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Steel Wars Live returns to Geeky Tees Burbank on Saturday, January 12th at 6 p.m. It's our 2019 live prediction show where our guests, audience members, and live callers will be making predictions for a very exciting 2019 of Star Wars news. Tickets are on sale at merchostore.com. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this podcast episode's show notes. Treat those eyes. Click it.
Live from beautiful downtown Burbank, California, it's Steel Wars Live! With your host, Steel Saunders.
Thank you, Rashad. That is the saddest display of show business in Burbank ever. Welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars! And we are at the home of show business, Burbank, California, at Geeky Tees, a place where nerds and cats can assemble as one. This is so on brand for me. Like, it's perfect. Just awkward people with their little subcultures and cats. It is, welcome. You guys are so much happier now the lights are off. You really have come alive. It's like, I love it. Nerd podcasting at its finest. And we're here for our conclusion of our 2018 predictions. At the start of the year, all the Steel Wars listeners called in to one of our call-in shows and made bold predictions for what was going to happen in Star Wars this year. Tough year to get right, you guys. Tough year to get right. Like, who's going to call in and go, Dave Filoni will be directing Carl Weathers in a Mandalorian film? Who's going to call in and say, you'll be hated for liking a Star Wars film? Who's going to call in and say that you're going to do a podcast surrounded by cats? But we are here. It has been quite a year. And did anyone in the audience actually make a prediction on the prediction show? Well, it's great to have so many loyal listeners here. That is fantastic. Did anyone have a prediction at the start of the year that they thought something was going to happen? No cheating. Anyone? Yeah? Episode 9 trailer. Well, still got a couple weeks. I'm not sure. I think we might get it. Maybe a name. A prediction I wouldn't have been able to make at the start of the year is my crying baby would ruin the podcast. So, I tell you, people complain about not having a new Star Wars movie this Christmas. But guys, if you're ever planning on starting a family, do it in a non-Star Wars film year. Because I'm just into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, good luck. I'm into the bags under my eyes verse. It's a beautiful thing. But we're going to bring up our guests and we'll go through the predictions. And I do want to get this out up top. The predictions were made in fun. Like, they're not serious things. Do you know what I mean? We're in such a tense time in fandom. And if someone made a ludicrous prediction, then we might have a laugh, but it's all in fun. We're all friends. We're all idiot Star Wars fans. Once this gets going, it's going to be great. let's welcome from you'd know her work on the Schmodown and Collider Jet. You ruined my intro by saying it's me. We're in Burbank. The first rule of show business is don't step over your own introduction. Our first guest you might know from Collider Jedi Council and the Schmodown. Please welcome our good friend Emma Five. Anyone you want to go on. Also from Collider Jedi Council and the Schmodown and the Force Center podcast, it's Ken Knapsack. Shh. No, I'm saying shush, but our beloved Rose Tico cosplayer. She is the best from the Nerds of Colour. It's Laura Syracuse. And who could have made a prediction that our booked guest, Jason Ward, would have car issues and couldn't make it? But we've got our favourite blind man that can actually see from the Rogue Rebels and making Star Wars. Now this is podcasting. It's Sal Perales.
I'm trying to walk slow.
How's the limp going, buddy?
Still limpy. Better. Less pain.
Okay. Could you have predicted at the start of the year that you would have a limp?
No. That's horrible. I would have rather gone blind.
Really?
I feel like I can't do anything. I used to be so good at things. I used to be like, yeah, no, that thing across the street, I'd be over there in like 2 seconds. Yeah, I can climb that building. What? Not anymore. Those days are long gone.
So one of the things you used to be good at was walking across the street, did you?
Yeah.
Say?
Like in 2 seconds, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That.
Like that.
Wow. I love the relationship you have with your family, but can I ask, Axel's here and is, I can't, is Lizzie
yeah,
here as well?
They're here.
Just, did Sal used to brag to you guys about how good he could walk across the street? Every day. Okay. Wow.
I would tell them they were so bad at walking across the street. I was like, look, what you guys take forever.
No wonder they always want to watch Rebels. It's just anything
no
to
wonder
take
they
your
broke
mind
my leg.
Off walking across the street. Did you have a prediction at the start of the year? A Star Wars news prediction?
I don't think I did. But I'm trying to think of like episode 8 predictions I had. And I think one of my big ones was like, I really wanted to know the reason. Because I was like, I thought the reason that Luke had left was a constructive reason. Because I was like, but they said he went to the First Jedi Temple. So I think it's like, I don't think he just like walked away. I think he's like doing something or like finding an answer. And I guess I was wrong, obviously. But
because the reason is that Rian Johnson hates Star Wars fans.
Obviously, yeah. Okay. But I also think that he walked away, like he saw walking away as a constructive. Like it was like, I feel like that's a technical win on your Ignite the Green technical win.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm there.
Yeah, I felt like he felt like he was doing more harm than good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Ken? Did you have a prediction at the start of the year?
Start of 2018. Yeah, I had a prediction that Uncle Bob Iger's kind of scoop that we were going to find out how Han Solo got his name was more this figurative thing. And then I was wrong, and that turned out to be one of my favorite scenes in the movie. So
really?
I was wrong on a lot of levels.
Oh, man. That one. This is what I love about Star Wars and Star Wars podcast. It's like all the different things. Like we're very similar in our tastes.
Yeah, well you and I are, yeah.
But that scene just stabbed me in the ribs and then twisted.
The thesis statement for 40 years of a character's life, right then and there. I loved it. And I was on record saying I would hate if I saw that happen. but much like Ignite the Green in your camp, and it didn't happen, it was like, okay, I'll deal with that.
Do you have any stickers?
I have all my Steel Wars stickers at home.
Oh, okay,
on
no.
A wall.
No, I just meant like
Han,
my surname Solo.
Han .. Solo. ..
How about you, Laura? Do you have any predictions at the start of the year?
I had one for Kelly Marie Tran by herself. Like, she's going to have her own show or she's going to, like, do way more.
That is so shocking.
Well, I predicted she would have a TV show and like as a lead, so... I'm glad that she got it. So I was like, oh my gosh. And then I could cosplay her more. and I do. But I also predicted that with Solo, that and I was shocked that I got it right, that Woody Harrelson's character would die, but then everyone died.
I'm very tired. So when you said I predicted Kelly Marie Tran was going to have her own show and she does, I was like, I've got to visit StarWars.com more often. But it's not a Star
no,
Wars.
No, that was my own separate mind because I love her. So, but I predicted, like, for Star Wars news, I predicted she'll be back because if they didn't, I would have revolted. Like, I would rebel. But I also predicted about Han Solo because I got because when I saw some teasers, I'm like, oh, Woody Harrelson's gonna be a dick and he's gonna die.
The double D, dick and die. That is quite a prediction. Quite a prediction. One of my Star Wars predictions was that Kelly Marie Tran would put out a restraining order on you, but
and she hasn't yet.
Yet.
Save it for 2019.
I know.
Yeah.
Carry that one over.
There's a lot of press junkets next year that she'd like to keep you away from. How about you, Emma? Do you have any predictions at the start of the year?
I did. Mine's sort of a general statement about Solo, and I'm saying this as somebody that overall really enjoyed Solo, but I predicted that it would be very heavy-handed in its references and wink at the camera a lot.
Yeah, that hand was very heavy. Very heavy. I do like now that in Star Wars you have to preface with like,
I like this.
Although
thing.
I really like it.
Yeah.
However, I have nuanced thoughts.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I have some script notes for Solo. Overall, I feel like they could have ended it about 15 minutes before they did. They didn't need as much stuff on the beginning. But yeah, overall, I did like it though.
Nice.
But I also think my prediction was very true.
It was so true. And in some ways, delightful.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, producer Rashad? What was your prediction at the start of the year?
That we might get more information on some shows? I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what I predicted, if I made any predictions whatsoever.
I'm glad you're being honest about what everyone just worked out.
Yeah.
I've got so many predictions that people made, and going through them was sometimes stunning and sometimes upsetting at what people got right and got wrong. That at the start of the year, I was like, you are so off, as if things could turn out like
I mean,
that.
Just real quick, I don't have to answer for Jason's predictions, do I?
Oh,
because
no.
That would be tough.
No. Jason's never been wrong, so.
I'm actually surprised that, like, Lucasfilm does not have a restraining order on him. Yet. Again, operative word, yet.
Tries to laugh at joke.
Yeah. The year of the restraining order.
About that. But in lieu of Jason not being here and his, you know, how he likes to appear on stage, I, as a fill-in, I did bring some sunglasses for you to wear.
I guess I got it.
Is this bejeweled?
Also has like a posture.
Yeah, nailed it.
You look like such a rock star with the glasses on now. You do it way better than Jason, actually.
Did I out Jason?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
All right. I barely see people nodding in the audience.
I know you should.
I'll give them up now.
Eventually, take them off because that's all anyone will mention on YouTube is like, "Why is that guy got glasses on?" It's a really thing.
This was a played-out joke for 35 seconds.
But Dom Legaspi, our great friend up in San Francisco, had the brutal task of going through all these and transcribing them. So thanks to Dom for that. And this microphone thing is just beautiful. Never happened to Letterman. Never happened to Letterman. So we will go through them. He's assorted them into themes. So we'll go through the major topics of Star Wars.
He went the extra mile.
Oh, it's Dom. He's crazy good. Now, he's starting off with my one, which this is the whole thing with the prediction game. So I'm trying to like preface how bad my prediction was with why it could have been genius. The whole thing is you want to be right, but you want it to be so out there that it's unquestionable. Like if you get your one right, it's like it's the Death Star. You've blown everything up. It's the Hosnian system of predictions, right? Now, my one Steel Saunders from Rosebud predicted. I don't live in Rosebud anymore, but whatever. My prediction was that there'd be an announcement that J.J. Abrams is splitting Episode 9 into two films.
That's a good prediction, though. I mean, just given the way that cinema tends to go these days with big franchise situations.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about Bobby Iger, and he needs some. Why not double down your dollar?
Yeah, because Disney needs more money. They're really hurting, you know.
I remember being mad.
Mad at Steel or mad at the other?
No, not that again. I hate those.
Emma, I know you're a big Harry Potter fan.
I am, yes.
And they split it on the last
They did, yeah. They split the last book into two movies.
How did you take that?
I thought it was completely unnecessary.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, it felt like a cash grab.
Cash is good.
As somebody that is constantly trying to make more money, I understand the reasoning. However, the book, in my opinion, didn't actually have enough material for two movies because for most of the book, they were just wandering around in the woods.
How Tolkien-esque.
Very Tolkien-esque, yeah. But, you know, I'd rather get, like, a nice, delicious extended edition instead of two separate movies, you know?
How did the fan base, like, were Harry Potter, what are they called? Like, Potterized?
Potterheads.
Potterheads.
There's a big distinction. Yeah.
Okay. Is there?
Yeah.
They both got magic wands. Were people like, yes, two movies?
I think that overall my experience was it was pretty mixed. Like, there were some people that were like, oh, yeah, they're going to get every single detail from the book in these movies because they're going to take their time. And I was in the camp of, not really that much interesting stuff happens in the book.
Ah, you're in the camp of reality.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, my prediction did not go down. Would anyone have liked that prediction to come true?
No.
I'm still mad at you for making it.
Why?
Don't put it out there. It shouldn't be out in the ether. Just bottle it up, box it, and bury it somewhere.
Then you have twice as much Star Wars.
No, because then that will happen. That's bad.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, we are weird about the saga films and three trilogies and I don't know why. I get it. There's tradition there, but it would have been odd, awkward, going up to 10. 10?
Yeah, but then
Chapters?
I would have won the prediction contest.
Well, that's fun.
I don't want them to pull a Fantastic Beasts and put it five movies.
Oh, my God.
Because that's just too much. Like, three.
One was too much.
Oh, my God. The second one was too much.
Yeah, I said they were going to split it into two films, not feature Johnny Depp. But, Sam Scorsone from New York predicted there'd be no announcements of new movies in 2018 because the Rian Johnson trilogy was the big announcement. Now,
this is like a not totally wrong prediction. You know what I mean?
Because
it was more like with movies, them announcing they weren't gonna do any other movies, you know, because there was the whole thing with, like, well, you know, Solo didn't make as much money as we wanted, so now we're not going to do any more side stories.
You could have just finished that sentence halfway through where Solo didn't make any money.
Yep. end of story.
This is the thing with the predictions, right? When you add, like, adding an extra bit will seal the deal if you get it right. Mm-hmm. But if you go too far and it, like, if he just said predicted no new movie is going to be announced, because I don't think they didn't announce any new films because of the Rian Johnson trilogy. They didn't announce any new films because Solo owes someone some credits.
It's right by default. I think they were going to.
Sure.
I could say I know a Kenobi movie was prepared at D23 to be announced about a year and a half ago, and it didn't happen. So I don't know. But the Rian Johnson thing's not the reason.
Yeah. Not the reason.
No point. Half point?
Yeah. Overthought that prediction.
Okay. And the other thing is we can do, so we'll rule that one out, but we can also, for other predictions, you can claim an I wish.
Oh,
So maybe we can, because we're going to have a voting thing online after this, and we'll have the finals. We will declare, out of all the ones we'll write, we'll let the listeners know. So also, like, the I wish of the year. Sal?
I wish Fast movie. Quinlan.
I was wishing for the end of that word. That was
granted.
Okay, Gregory Perlman from Parts Unknown predicts that the next standalone film will be about Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh. Ooh,
that would have been cool.
Bold statement. Yeah.
I wish.
I think we should change Parts Unknown to Unknown Regions.
It's pretty good, man. That's good. Yeah. It's
like thanks.
Good job. It's like a reference from those films we always watch.
I like them.
The Transformers?
Yes.
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah, Transformers, absolutely. Cool.
Glad we're on the same page.
I like all the buzz about Transformers. Bumblebee.
It's
Batman.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
This is the best Transformers movie yet, and it's like, not necessarily a compliment.
I can finally see what they're doing.
They all look different from one another and aren't just like silver and gears.
Taco Bell's now healthy. It's the same level.
I wish.
All right, so this one sort of tops Sam Scorsone's prediction. Dante DeMille from Washington, D.C. predicted there'd be no new movies announced in 2018.
That's
correct.
There you go.
That's correct. That one's legit.
Now, there you go. I would not have predicted that one. I thought...
Yeah, I would never have predicted that.
Yeah, I thought Bobby I would be just dropping flicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still have 2 weeks, though, so we don't know.
That's true.
That's true. Christmas. You have to go to wherever he's talking to shareholders next. That is the only source of Star Wars news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there was that one when he was just walking through a car park and TMZ were asking him questions. That was
same thing.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
It was like Bobby I doing a little podcast. Yeah. He's like Bob Iger, he's just like us.
Yeah.
Except
walk
into his car.
Well, unlike
Betty crosses
unlike
the
Sal.
Street fast. That's a dude that knows how to cross the street. Yeah.
Start a podcast about street crossing.
Sounds like a good idea, but it's not.
Paul from San Jose predicts that prior to the Solo film's release, there will be an announcement of a Lando standalone film.
I wish.
Yeah. Ooh, so sorry. We got a comic series.
As good.
Almost.
It was pretty fire.
Oh, the comic book series was good?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, sorry, Paul. But, they, you know, because they Rian Johnson'd The Last Jedi by, you know, giving him films before the movie came out. And so I think with Solo, well, of course, in retrospect, they probably were glad they didn't. But I think it was such a jumble of like, let's just get the film out, please, that they weren't going to do that. And maybe in the long term, for the best, for them.
For them.
But I would have, you know. I was so hoping that it was going to be the start of like an ongoing timeline of like, you know, Boba Fett, Tatooine film, Lando, like, so it would be sort of like Marvel in a way that we're back to like a forward, you know, going timeline, but jumping from all those things. It's
well, Donna Glover was the best part, so.
Of Solo?
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked Alden. I remember watching it and then watching Empire Strikes Back like that night, just watching bits out of it, and it's like, yeah, it does seem like those two dudes. It enriched it. So Dante is so far in here. Our frequent listener and contributor to the podcast from the Canto Bite Dispatch, downtown Brittany Brown in San Diego, predicts the Rian Johnson standalone trilogy will be announced to be about the origin of people making a lot of money on YouTube. No. the origin of the Jedi Order.
Ooh, I would watch that.
That is.
Give me that now.
You switch directors, and I think that's going to be right.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's going to be Rian Johnson. I think that'll be good old Benioff and Weiss.
Yeah, I would love that. Because I have got such fond memories of that. The Tales of the Jedi
comics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure if. It was just because there was only like 14 Star Wars comics available at that time. And I was like, this is the greatest bit of parchment I've ever held. But I had really fond memories of Naomi Sunrider.
Nomi.
Nomi. Okay.
Nomi Sunrider, Eula Keldroma, Exarchun. You know what I'm talking about, Roshad?
Oh, hell yeah. I got you, son.
I like it when you start naming Jedi. Your eyes sort of go back like the Undertaker. You go into a Wikipedia trance. It's a beautiful thing.
He's trying to summon them.
I actually had it's like I had those sacred texts.
Yeah? I'm going to come hang out after.
You're destroying in that chair, Rashad.
Welcome.
It's giving me a lot of confidence, I'm going to be honest.
It's comfortable.
I kind of want to switch seats.
It's a shield.
That's nice, dude. Good.
How long will it take you to walk over here, though?
We'll see. It's not going to be 2 seconds like it used to be. Oh. I'm telling you, Bobby I think he could do it faster.
You can come. There's a little bit. You can come sit.
All right. So that's a definite I wish, I think. Kyle Delaney from Canada predicted that the lead actor in the Rian Johnson trilogy will be announced as Joseph Gordon-Levitt or Noah Sagan. Who I'm not even sure who Noah Sagan is.
I don't know who that is.
I don't.
Ah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I get where that prediction was coming from the point of view of Rian Johnson tends to work with a lot of the same actors, but.
Is it as his character Slow and Low from Western?
He just walks around being like, you can't park here. I told them that and then they just left.
Sal keeps going across the street fast.
You can't cross the street that fast here.
It's downtown Burbank. $300 ticket.
That blind guy just jaywalked.
I told him and he didn't see me.
Well, it would be good for details. He'd be able to get some work through that. So, I think Kyle was just going for a bit of Rian Johnson...
insider trading.
Yeah, ring theory sort of thing. Gary Ballum from Blackpool, England, predicted that George Lucas would be announced as director of a future Star Wars project.
Oh. And that's an I wish, right?
Not if you're George Lucas.
Yeah. Point steal.
I don't want to mess, and Ken, you'll be able to appreciate this. I don't want to mess with Gary's prediction too much because he comes from Blackpool, England. And that's where, like, really rough professional wrestlers are from. William Regal is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah. We don't want to mess with
that. Yeah. So, George Lucas is an idiot for not going along with that one.
You should listen to Gareth.
I am sorry. I'm sorry. Would you like. I would like for George just to do. Just a single thing without, like, not in the saga, just, like, I would love that.
Yeah.
I know we definitely talked on Jedi Council about the idea of him directing, like, an episode of one of the TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
I think would be really great because, again, there would be other people telling him, ooh, doesn't really fit with the story we're trying to tell. And he couldn't just, like, change stuff and do everything he wanted willy-nilly. I think that he's a good collaborator.
Mm.
But I would love to see him work on something again.
Yeah.
I would like to see the behind-the-scenes featurette where he goes up to, like, Pascal or something and just, like, goes, now listen, there's microscopic creatures in your house, right? We're going to have an episode about those creatures and we'll come back to you next week. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's got this, it's all in his head. He's a creator for a reason. And I think I don't think he'll ever come back to it. But, Force Center, we're prequelists. We love the story. We love the characters. Not all the execution of what he did. So as long as if he directs an episode of a TV show and there's one behind-the-scenes shot of Rick McCallum with his hair up just going, I'm good. I'll take it.
Disney will have to pay him a lot. That'll be worth
of
it.
Rick McCallum in my head.
I'm up pretty late these days nursing my little boy, and it's the best of times. And I've gone into this weird thing of sometimes it'll be like 2 in the morning, I'll have my phone out and I'll just start Googling photos of Rick McCallum. I just love him. He's just everything that's best for the turn of the millennium. This is Rick McCallum, that hair. I found this photo of him and Pablo Hidalgo with this laptop that was like 3 inches thick answering fan questions. And I was like, what an age. What an age.
Just him dropping F-bombs while chewing gum answering Ewan McGregor's phone call about the movie is one of my favorite.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff. Cool.
Dude.
This is going to be so cool. Like, okay, Uncle Rick. You can.
And my favorite word for him to say, apart from dude, is Prague. He really says that well. That is fantastic. prick. Yeah, so I'm... because they're going to do, like, a big Phantom Menace panel. Like, much like they did at Celebration for the 40th anniversary. They're going to do a big Phantom Menace one. If that handsome producer walks out on stage... I won't be able to get my undies off quick enough to throw. Phil Stozak, that works at Lucasfilm, I was lucky enough to have a caffeinated beverage or two with him a few weeks ago. And he used to work with Rick McCullum. And I'm just there going, tell me everything.
Oh, my God. Have a podcast just for that. Oh,
dude, I'm on it. I just want to know what he smells like. And I think it's cologne and whiskey.
Yeah.
More restraining orders coming in 2019.
Listen, what?
We openly said I want to smell. You openly said I want to know what he smells like.
I'm going to have to cross the street if this doesn't turn around.
Good luck. What Star Wars podcaster worth their weight in megapixels or whatever should not have a restraining order at least against one, you know, person that works in Star Wars? Who would be your restraining order person, Ken?
On Force Center, it is it's actually Steven Stanton, but I still get to hang out with him because I love Admiral Raddus so much, and I shouldn't be allowed, but they keep letting me around him.
I feel like that bit of footage is going to be used on the news when he does something bad to Steven Stanton.
File footage.
Like, we knew all along, and we didn't listen. All right, so this one from our great friend King Tom in Ohio. It starts off well, real well, but it's a lesson in, and because we're going to do a prediction show for 2019 next month, so this is a good lesson in not to go too deep. King Tom from Ohio predicted a new 30-minute animated series.
Ooh.
That will be announced, taking place a few years after Return of the Jedi.
Mm.
Oh, I guess, yeah. That's,
I mean, it's a little more than a few years.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, you can
define few.
You can round up.
Yeah.
It's like it's like when I say I'm a few years out of school. It's malleable. Do you know what I mean? Surrounding an ensemble including Hondo Inaka, Sabine Wren, AP5, Dr. Aphra, and others recruiting planets for the New Republic. They will face off against rogue mole-worshipping Mandalorians, as well as BT-1 and 000. Anyone got that down as an I wish?
I don't know. It
Anything
sounds kind of cool,
has.
Though. Like, yeah. It kind of sounds really, really good.
I think I was going to say, I would put that in a I wish category, tentatively, just because I want to see Dr. Aphra on screen.
Yeah.
In any
I
want to
see her
so
bad.
Form,
so,
I support
because I love her.
Yeah, there's got to be. We've got to see Dr. Aphra move.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
I need it.
I
need
like love
so
her
bad.
And I want to see her so
badly. Everybody
look
over in the dark corner for a minute.
Is it confusing for everyone in the audience when Rashad makes those noises and no one else is mouth smoothing? It's like
I would be more worried about the listeners.
I feel like Rashad, we need to have like a spotlight that just like a follow spot that anytime Rashad speaks, we just spin it over to him.
My ego's too big for that. It'll just make things worse.
He's already got too much confidence as it is.
Right.
As he's in
need
the dark.
A bigger chair.
Now, let's move into some Solo predictions. And what a hard thing to predict.
Oh, my God.
Now, our good friend from the Weekly Planet podcast, Nick Mason, predicted that Alden Ehrenreich would be one and done with Star Wars after the Solo film.
That's potentially true.
So far it is.
Yeah. I think it's... Like, I think you could say, like, after Return of the Jedi, you could say, like, Harrison Ford's done with Star Wars. I think you could win the prediction contest in 1984, do you know what I mean? But you can't. Like, maybe he will come back and, that doesn't work out in the timeline, but I think he's done. Has he done anything since then?
He did a lot of indie movies, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And
but since Solo,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's been casting something.
Someone
so.
Just pull up his IMDb real Let quick. Just yell it at us when you find the answer.
I don't know. Not Star Wars things.
No, but just anythings. Like, nope. I don't even know if he exists anymore.
Nope.
I, like, have not...
Zola didn't make enough money, so they just, like, erased his code from reality.
Deleted IMDb.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Iger. I know one non-Star Wars thing.
Corey is so proud of you.
He doesn't feel so good either.
Is that nothing?
Yeah, nothing. That's what I thought.
I feel like he was cast in something, though.
I'm telling you. He may have been snapped out of existence.
I know.
Is that Meredith?
Yeah.
Okay, and she works for Entertainment Tonight, so she should know.
Perfectly balanced.
Reliable source.
Yeah.
Joe from Pennsylvania predicted that Emilia Clarke's character would die at the hands of Woody Harrelson's character in the Solo film.
Wrong.
I remember hearing this one.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Did not happen. Sorry, Joe. Oh, no. I'm glad you're wrong, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked her.
I liked her too, actually, a lot. I would like to see more of her.
Do you know what I like about her is at premieres and stuff, she's just having a ball.
Yeah.
Oh, she always
like,
yeah.
She's just like...
She's loving her life, man, you know?
Like, I'm in show business,
Well, and it's funny, too, because with Emilia Clarke, obviously, you know, she became famous for playing Daenerys on Game of Thrones, and at the time, her hair was brown, and she'd go out and people wouldn't recognize her. So the fact that, like, she's able to, like, wear her hair blonde now, like, she wants to be recognized and enjoy being in the spotlight, and good on her, honestly.
Yeah.
I would do anything to be recognized. Like one time this guy said, oh, did you do a Star Wars podcast? And I go, oh yeah, do you listen to it? And he goes, no, you just seem like a sad one. also from the Weekly Planet podcast, Mr. Sunday Movies predicted the Solo film. Oh, this is brutal. this is a great prediction. Mr. Sunday Movies predicted that the Solo film would be fine. Not exceptional, safe, not revolutionary. And he doubles down and they'll announce a new animated series.
Oh, wow. What does he mean by fine? Like 50% like, Rotten Tomatoes?
No, I think just what a lot of people see it as is to like, didn't change my life.
I would put that in the correct category, personally.
Especially with the animated series, too.
Yeah.
I think that's the icing on the cake.
That is
a good one.
Yeah, I just don't like it when people's predictions are right but downbeat. Like,
it's all from a certain point of view.
The fact that he added
well.
Like an animated series is coming, so I think it.
That's.
Yeah, it's like it'll be fine. It's like okay, that's.
Yeah, it's almost dickish in how well he did. So we'll put that down in. It's definitely up for contention. Tori Short from North Carolina predicted the Solo film would portray Han developing a smoking and or drinking problem.
Be a lot cooler if he did.
Causing unease amongst his companions. He would be told to cut back. Perhaps by his love interest. Now, Tori, I don't want to get into your private life, but are you projecting? Have you got some
your
issues at home?
Representation.
Yeah. I feel like when he was on the phone calling in, he was like...
Because that's the thing that happens.
It is. On the Spice.
Yeah.
No one ever really think like Han Solo, he's a drug dealer.
I would have loved if, like, Elon Sleazebagano came back in with some death sticks in the middle of that movie. and Solo was running them for him or something.
I like the idea now somewhere that Sleazebagano's wife is like, I don't know what happened to you, but you've gotten so much better. I think things are going to work now.
Things are going to be better.
Yeah. Things are going to be better. I feel a real change. Yeah. We have a future.
I'm a driver. I'm a winner.
Yeah, you're totally clean now, but we've got no money.
I just got a job in the...
Who was that?
That's what he was. You want to buy some death sticks?
Okay, I guess. You got a bit Watto. I was picturing some little wings behind you just there. We can CG that in afterwards. That would be great. Our buddy Colleen McMahon from New York predicted a Chicken Run-esque scene with Han being chased through a junkyard by Carillion dogs while he tries to steal a car, and he will have his red, white polka dot underwear bitten by dogs.
Too far. Too far.
So close.
Maybe say that's a bold one. As you say, like,
there's some truth
wrong,
in that. There's some truth in that.
Maybe if Lord and Miller did it.
Yeah.
The comedy scene.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think that's a massive I wish.
It is now.
I wish for that one. Alex from Georgia predicted that the fan reaction to Solo would be similar to the reaction to Batman versus Superman.
I don't think it was that bad.
Oh yeah, I was like.
No,
we do not agree.
Yeah, I don't read. I never read comics when I was growing up. Like, I watched like Super Friends and like whatever was on TV and stuff like that. But I was never into comics except for that had was it Naomi Sunrider? How do you say it?
Naomi
Sunrider.
We went through this.
Yeah. Dark Horse. Yeah, but I forget things. That's
okay. I got you.
But I went to see Batman vs. Superman on the first night because I wanted to see it before the reaction. Mm-hmm. And I walked out of Solo going, yeah, that was pretty fun, right? When I went to see Batman vs. Superman, I waited for a lot of the audience to go out of the cinema. And there was two guys behind me. One of them had a Superman t-shirt on. One of them had a Batman t-shirt on, right?
And they fought to the death.
I'm waiting for the rest of the story.
Yeah, they're shaking each other and they're both screaming, Martha! Ludicrous. But yeah, my reaction, which was not to Solo, but to Batman vs. Superman, I sort of turned around to them and just said, what did you make of that? And they're like,
yeah. I thought you were going to say they took off their shirts and just tossed it out.
Burnt them.
It's like,
they denied that they ever had any connection to that fandom whatsoever.
Yeah. Andy Campbell, our buddy in Australia, predicted the diversity in the Solo film will prompt true fans to abandon the franchise.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't think that was a big issue in Solo. I think it was already an issue.
I think 8 gets all the credit for that.
Yeah. Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my blue milk that I just squeezed out of a breast. I never get why people get so upset about that breast scene.
The milk had to come from somewhere. Like,
A lot of people don't like to know where their chicken nuggets come from.
It's such a good scene. It's Luke Skywalker returning to where he was on Tatooine.
Yeah.
It's the drudgery. It's him looking at Rey going, yeah, this is your hero. You like it? You sticking around for it? Like, Thalassar and stuff, I get it. It's awkward. And they really did hang on it.
Yeah.
I get it. But there's subtext to these things, and it drives me crazy when you don't read it, when you don't hear it.
Because I like anything in these new films that I couldn't possibly imagine.
Right.
And Luke Skywalker milking a giant multi-breasted lizard on the side of a hill. That clearly falls into the realm of...
That's not in that pile anywhere?
No. Imagine. That'd be great.
That's a win.
Zach Vandenbosch from New York predicts the Solo film will do... Oh, this is on point. Predicts the Solo film will do worse than Rogue One at the box office and get destroyed by Infinity War.
I mean, that's kind of obvious, though.
Everyone saw that but Bob Iger.
I mean, that's a numbers question.
He was too busy watching out for cars. Yeah. People will complain that Alden doesn't feel like the Han Solo they grew up with.
People liked him.
I liked him. I felt rave reviews.
Yeah, I was going to say, I felt like really the reaction to him overall was pretty positive.
I think he did a great job.
I still think he's more Solo than Solo in Return of the Jedi because Harrison was asleep for half that movie. But but leading up to it, it was an easy target because we all were wondering. That's a tough call.
Big shoes to fill, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I think
what we were talking about before we got glimpses of the film was like it all rested on if we could buy it as him. And he did such a good job in the film that was like... Not really much of a talking point.
I totally agree. Like, and I was definitely one of those people that was like, I don't need this Solo movie, and I still feel that way, even though I liked it. But I really thought he was great. I just because again, I never had a moment where I had a disconnect because it was him and not Harrison Ford. you know.
If you even remember, like, once some of the trailers started coming out, they were a lot of the people were like, well, they're not even showing them in the trailer because you're not going to buy it. Like, they want to get you in the seat, and then you'll be disappointed.
I was bummed that he had some great lines in the trailer that didn't make it into the film, which is a trope of my Star Wars enjoyment. Every movie, there's my favorite line is not in the film.
Have you seen Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Yeah.
There's a scene at the very end of the movie that is like specifically for you.
Really?
And your enjoyment of things that are in the trailer but not in the movie.
Okay. You got a baby now, dude. Go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to go into Best Buy and just take one. And when the security guard hits me up, I'm like, no, there's a scene in this. They specifically made it for me. Someone from YouTube told me. All right. So that, I think that, yeah. So do you think Zach gets ruled out because people actually did like Han Solo?
Yeah. I mean, all the reviews, like critics' reviews said that he was a good part of it.
Yeah, he was right on the box office prediction, but
right.
Yeah,
but I mean, at worst, I would say the reaction to Alden was mixed, at worst, and I really think that it was mostly positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he gets axed because of that.
Guys, I hate to be the bearer of sad news, but the old Steel Wars MacBook, the one that brought you hundreds of Star Wars podcasts from around the world. It passed away last week, and it was tough. But the good news is, his son, new MacBook Pro, is now here. But the thing is, he was very expensive. Very, very expensive. So in an effort to help pay for his arrival, I am having a massive t-shirt sale of all the Steel Wars t-shirts at merchostore.com. Whether you want Arm Raised Parents, Your Snoke Theory Sucked, Ignite the Green, a Yavin, or a Blue Milk Classic t-shirt, or one of the ones I haven't mentioned in this plug, they are all on sale to the end of December for just $13.95. That's $8 off, plus I'll chuck in a bunch of free stickers. All the t-shirts are screen printed in LA on the highest quality ring spun t-shirts. So you're going to get a long lasting print on a great wearing t-shirt, all while supporting the continued production of this very podcast. Just make sure you put in the coupon code at checkout, RIPMAC. That's RIPMAC. Your support is super appreciated, so check it all out at merchostore.com. The link is in this podcast's show notes.
Sam Inamorati from Adelaide, the home of George Lucas's noodles, predicted the Solo film would include Jabba the Hutt.
Ooh.
You know,
he went safe with it too.
Yeah,
I think that was a good prediction because I kind of thought that that was going to happen. It certainly had a reference.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really in it.
Big Shot Gangster.
Yeah,
I think
big
it was
shot
a safe
gangsta.
Prediction.
Yeah. I loved in the one thing I do love about the trailers is when they like don't get too duplicitous about it, but when it's a different meaning to what you thought. And when you know, Big Shot Gangster putting together a crew, like everyone thought that was Dryden. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then when in the film it's revealed, you know, it's Jabba the Hutt, it's like, oh, cheeky little Ronnie H, eh?
Yep.
Love it. Love it. But we, I'm not sure if you saw that, but we saw some concept art like a long time ago that had, there was huts like drawn in there. And so I think at one point, but they do all that blue sky, like you know how they did all the stuff for Force Awakens where it's like, we're making a Star Wars film, draw some stuff.
Yeah.
go for it.
Like Kylo was bald.
Yeah, and then there can be like 1,000 like comicbookmovie.org articles about guess what almost happened. Like,
yeah.
As I said the other day on Twitter, it's like, can we get some like media coverage of films whose original cut was under 3 hours? Because we always get these articles like, oh my God, Avengers was almost, and it's like, it's the first cut, Pete.
Yeah.
We're in Burbank. We know how show business works.
Rough assembly.
Okay. Jordan Corbo, also from Adelaide, predicted the Solo film would depict Emilia Clarke's character double-crossing hand.
Yeah. Oh!
That's actually
ding, 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 sounds ding. Like a winner.
That yeah, that one's good.
That's good.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Did he mess it up?
Oh.
Be redeemed by the end of the film via heroic sacrifice.
Don't overthink your predictions.
Like, yeah. Just say the first half.
Hold on. I don't call that. That doesn't say death.
Doesn't say death.
She sacrificed a lot to keep him alive.
I think so. That's right. That's why she's lying to Maul. She's part of what she's doing with Dryden.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, son. you
know we're right.
That's
flying really close to the sun on this one.
Yeah. I would give him the point.
I would give him.
Oh, Jordan, you're in. All right, nice.
Yeah.
Oh. This one's heartbreaking to read out. Matthew Thurbin, Thurbo, from Australia, predicted the Solo film... Harrison, come on. This is a big prediction. Matthew Thurbin, Thurbo, from Australia, predicted the Solo film would include not only Mendo...
I love him.
...but also Galen Erso.
Oh.
That's a big I wish, because... That's
a big I wish.
Yeah. You can, like... You can put Mendo in episode 9 and you can keep your Star Wars canon. I just want to see that dude.
I have a lot of false hope, but a lot of hope for the Cassian Andor series to bring a lot of these type of people in. I want Cassian, Infus Nest, and Saw Gerrera to have some sort of meeting over the rebellion. I want that more. I don't know if I'm going to get it. False hope. And that Krennic? Oh, come on. That's a great character.
Well, he'd be keen to do it. He loves that white cape. But
that all makes total sense, too. That would work if they were all together.
Totally.
Yeah. It's a spy thriller.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it wouldn't work if they weren't all together.
Exactly.
They have to get together at some point. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Guthrie Wino from Parts Unknown, or the Unknown Region. Unknown. Sorry, Sal.
Thank you.
Predicted the Solo film will not contain a Kessel Run scene.
I'm gonna throw in an I wish for that one. Listen,
that was disappointing.
I didn't hate that part, but again, that's the like really heavy handed, like, we're gonna see everything Han Solo ever made reference to in the original trilogy, which I didn't need that.
Yeah,
it could have been anything else.
This is the problem with the Kessel Run. We've had 40 years to imagine what it's gonna be like. When I was imagining what the Kessel Run was like, I didn't imagine a bit where they had time just to chill and sit and cruise through some clouds. Like, I thought it was just like, Kessel Run! Like, it was like Sal trying to...
12 parsecs!
The whole time. He goes on, the movie will score 80+ on Rotten Tomatoes, but 50 by audience, which I did look up, and he said 80. It's actually, it was 70, and the audience was 64. The audience will claim the franchise is dead. Well, that's
thumbs up.
But that's just a prediction for like, hey, they're going to release a 1-minute animated thing about like some Star Wars character. The franchise is dead. Like that is an easy prediction. Yeah. And that Ron Howard is the worst thing that's happened to Star Wars since The Last Jedi. And
cold blooded.
Ouch.
We love Ron Howard. I would love Ron Howard to have a clean slate.
I think he wants that too. Yeah. I think he'd love to.
Yeah. Robbo, our good friend in New Jersey, predicted the Solo film will contain more references to the original trilogy than all the others we've received combined.
Yeah, I gotta give it to
that's
him.
That's I gotta give him a yes on that.
Yeah, that's a yes.
So far, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Emma, your trope is giving it a thumbs up before you hear the rest of the prediction.
Oh no! Darn it!
It's classic Emma.
I stepped on my entrance and it hasn't stopped this whole show.
Don't reference things that are edited out. It will contain more references to the original trilogy than all the others we've received combined, including a mention of Life Day.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Well, he just
womp womp.
But what if the Wookiees actually said that to each other?
That's right. True.
Well, we don't know. Wookiee.
You know?
Right. They were like,
right.
I'll see you.
What
if this is Life Day greeting? Life Day. Peace.
He then follows up. I can't believe there wasn't a mention to Life Day. Like, if you're going to get that Terry Carsey stuff in, like, how do you not throw in a...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure John Kasdan tried.
Yeah.
I'm sure he tried.
Like, just in, like, when Chewbacca, like, is leaving, like, the Spice Mines or something, he packs up his red cloak or something. Do you know what I mean? Just, like, he always carries that with him.
Yeah, they had the thing. Rio could have been like, you ever been to a Wookiee barbecue on Life Day?
Yeah, that would have been it.
That would have been it.
Yeah.
But just remember all the think piece videos over that shot in the trailer where we're like, Chewie's wife, Mala's here.
Oh, yeah. Life Day.
We got, I don't know if he said family or tribe.
Yeah.
And he throws in this one, which sort of redeems his prediction a little bit. There will also be a scene where Chewbacca tries to kill Han.
Okay, I'll give him that.
He just didn't throw in that Life Day thing.
Would have been 100%, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, knowing Robbo, he's so angry at watching this right now. So, sorry, buddy. But what are you going to do? Chris Willis from the United Kingdom predicts the Solo film will be the best received and least divisive of the Disney Star Wars movies.
Huh.
I mean, I wish that every time something else comes out, but...
I feel like it should have been.
I think a lot of people slept on the movie, but we saw it the first. Remember, we saw it the first night, and people were like, "What do you think?" I was like, "Yes, yeah." And I looked around, and everyone was just like, "I was like, I'm gonna go get more food at the crafts." <It's> like, I didn't think this is something's in the air. Something's in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just sad.
It's
but you're right. I mean, they release a 1 minute video for kids, and people are like, "Not my Star Wars." So,
yeah. Because the ironic thing for those, you know, for people that didn't like The Last Jedi, like. I don't know where I'm unless you're coming in with like a mood, like you've got a grudge. I feel like it's the tonic. Like they complement each other. Like The Last Jedi is just so out there, and Solo's so in there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do know what you mean.
Rusty Brown from San Diego predicts the Solo film will depict Chewbacca ripping someone's arms out of their sockets to save the day.
Does it end there? Does the prediction stop there?
Is there more?
End of prediction.
Hey! Hey! We have a winner.
Yay,
take
Rusty.
That man to Chili's. I know what Rusty Brown likes.
He loves his Chili's. Loves his Chili's. Well done, Rusty. You are definitely...
Looks at Rashad to confirm.
Confirmed.
You are... we've got to get down the bottom of the screen. The impact,
the
white
ticker?
Impact font. No, just confirmed.
Oh.
Maybe a red circle around the Chili's logo or something like that. Chris from Iowa predicts the expectations for the Solo film will be low enough that it will be a surprise hit when it turns out to be much better than expectation.
Is that the end?
That is the end.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I think that's just a certain point of view.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't even answer these audience like reactions and things like that. Because I'm like, I went and I saw a fun movie, and people I talked to who also saw a fun movie said that they saw a fun movie. But then, and then on the YouTube.com, and they said, and then this said, and it only made this much, and that's a loss in this much, and then, so I'm out of that one.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I'm not crossing
hard.
That street.
Like, we just had...
Slowly.
I caught him in the middle.
He picks and chooses his streets.
I just keep picturing you trying. It's a hard street to get across.
Yeah,
it's
how do you think ways. I got here?
Like we just had the today or yesterday, whenever it was, the year anniversary of The Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
and you know people posting up things they like about the film, and then I had to tweet several times yesterday. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm wrong about my opinion of the film. Like it's your enjoyment, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Don Legaspi, who someone has to listen to this episode because I'm calling shenanigans at the guy that wrote all these out. from San Francisco predicted the Solo film would not break $750 million at the worldwide box office.
I don't know the numbers. I don't know the final numbers.
How much did it make? Box office results.
I defer.
I know it didn't do that well.
Yeah, it's under that.
What
is that? $490 Thank you, Raj. That's a sad thumbs up.
Yeah.
But he wrote them. Can we verify that was the original prediction?
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like you're giving yourself a job for tonight.
Boom.
Thanks, buddy. Austin from Parts Unknown. Sorry, Unknown Regions.
Thank you.
Predicts Solo definitely won't crack $1 billion at the box office.
Fair. Okay, that's...
It will be very divisive, but not so much as The Last Jedi, and there'll be an outcry to see the Lord and Miller version. I don't get many... That's,
I haven't seen her the outcry
Has anybody
that.
Heard that outcry?
I haven't heard the outcry.
Nothing compared
it's
to...
It's not like a release the Snyder cut.
Yeah, that's
I did hear that one.
I would love to see it, and I'd love to see the original Rogue One as well, but I'm not out crying.
I just feel like overall the reactions to Solo were like, yeah, it was good. I feel like it was kind of friendly and mild, and I don't feel like it was terribly divisive. But again, I'm going to echo what Sal was saying of like, I don't know. I thought it was a fun movie. I talked to other people who thought it was a fun movie, and I guess some people disagree.
I feel like a lot of the people that complain about how much Star Wars sucks, they didn't see it.
That's what I mean when I say people sleep on the movie. I've talked to fans on Twitter who have Star Wars banners and hashtags. They're like, I just haven't seen it yet. And I'm like, it doesn't. Go, just give it a try. You don't have to like it.
And also, Ron Howard is like so likable.
Yeah,
it was not like it's a director that everyone hates. Like Michael Bay, but it's Ron Howard. It's like the lovable guy that everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the Bay Syracuse feud continues. That's love it.
Restraining order.
Everyone watch Bumblebee. That's how a movie is made.
Joseph Gorman from Pennsylvania predicts Emilia Clarke's character will die in the Solo film. Sorry, Joseph.
Nope.
Safe? No.
Nope.
Randy from Brighton, England predicts Harrison Ford will cameo in the Solo film as the dealer in the Sabacc game where Han wins the Falcon.
That's a big I wish.
I actually would have cut that part out of the movie myself because, like, we know how that goes. Like, they just needed to end when he said, how about a rematch? Boom. We already know what happens. Credits, much stronger ending, in my opinion. But if Harrison Ford had made a cameo as the dealer, I might be more on board with it.
My I wish about this prediction, not the dealer. Visually, the film is exactly the same. Visually. But in the behind-the-scenes footage, when they show the Sabacc scene, that little four-eared space cat that was in the astronaut suit, he takes off his helmet and it's Harrison Ford. That would have been the best.
It's just actual Harrison Ford playing himself.
See, I was going to go the other way on that and be like, remember when he grabs the hat off the guy and puts on the coat when he's hiding after, like, Kira! And then he's trying to hide.
Yeah.
And they take and, like, beat up another guy that, like, is dressed kind of like him. Mm. That was Harrison Ford.
That would be good.
That would
That's
be
my
very
wish.
Good. That would be very
That's
good.
That's an I wish for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't want to see Harrison
Ford
get
beat
up? Ace. David from Los Angeles predicted Solo will follow Han's character up to his introduction in A New Hope. And that's a no, and I'm sort of happy with that. I like gaps in Star
Wars. Me too.
Yeah.
Gaps. No offense, Ryan Johnson. Sophie Waldron, our buddy in Melbourne, predicted that Solo will be, inverted commas, crap. But the The Last Jedi crowd will love the shit out of it because of all the callbacks. That's completely the other way around, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. The audience reaction ones are difficult, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Because I think the last time Star Wars fans all agreed on something, it was 1977. Jordan O'Mara from Victoria predicted that Solo will underperform and cause Lucasfilm to rethink future standalones.
Oh.
On point.
Yeah.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Well done, sort of Jordan. When people get the negative ones right, it's such a, like, well done, but, oh, oh. Caleb from Pittsburgh predicted the Solo film would feature a visit to Jabba's palace, which I wouldn't be that keen on in the Solo film. In the next one, I was very keen for, but here's the sugar that makes me turn around. And would feature an appearance from Salacious Crumb.
For that alone, I wish. But
yeah. I want to see, like the ILM treatment, what ILM did for Yoda in Attack of the Clones. I want to see a Salacious Crumb version. I want to see that little dude just jumping all around the place and giggling everywhere. That would be the best. So, I don't know. I kind of would like to go back to Jabba's palace because it's just like my favorite part. So get in there, Salacious. Vincent Aaliyah predicted that there will be a new Chewbacca figure based on his appearance in disguise costume with a new bandolier in the Solo film. I think that's right, but yeah. I don't think it's
disguise.
Like,
it wasn't disguise.
Yeah. But I definitely bought more Funko Pops, so I know he's right.
I like goggles, Chewbacca.
Yeah, they sold the Black Series of that for sure.
Yeah.
With like the goggles and the double bandolier.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that shocking a prediction.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
They make everything.
Yeah.
Well, when you
my prediction is toys based on the new Star Wars project.
My prediction is a Chewbacca figure not as wacky as Snoofer. Deep cut.
Ray will have a new costume. Lots of toys to come out of it and pops.
Josh Johnson from Pennsylvania predicted Han will pass by a mirror in the Solo film and he'll take the form of a goat.
Greatest of all time?
That is a deep cut Mr. Sunday Movies reference. I think. From the Weekly Planet. His character is Han Solo as a goat. Didn't happen. Andrew Reid from Melbourne, formerly of Cairo, predicted the Kessel Run will not be part of the Solo film.
That's what I wish again.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your prediction?
Yeah.
Yep, for an I wish on that one, Emma.
I already put in my I wish for this.
Oh, this one's brutally on point. Thomas Stidman from Baltimore predicts Solo will only do 70 to 80 million on opening weekend. 84 million.
Oh, pretty
accurate.
I'm going to put that one in.
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah.
Considering people were saying like 100, 150.
Yeah. Listen, I feel like we can go by Price is Right rules with this, where he's close but under.
$1.
No whammies. Brent from Parts Unknown, Unknown Regions. Ooh, this is a good one. Predicted Dengar would appear in the Solo film doing something clumsily or with incompetence. That would have been golden.
Oddly specific.
Yeah.
It's a real shot across the bow of Dengar there.
Yeah. He doesn't have a good rep.
This dude just doesn't like Simon Pegg is what happened.
Yeah.
Nate from Ontario, Canada predicted Lobot would appear in Solo without the cranial apparatus.
Oh. That would have been cool.
Oh, I would have liked to see that. Yeah.
Thomas from San Diego predicted Solo would begin and end with scenes containing Billy Dee Williams as Lando. And the majority of the movie would be a flashback.
Wait, like just like Billy Dee Williams with like a book?
and a fireplace.
Time that Han Solo and I first met.
Way back in the days when we used to run together, back when the Falcon was mine. Diddle-doo, diddle-doo,
diddle-doo. At the end, that's how I lost the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, the journal, the Calrissian Chronicles, maybe it could have been a full volume retelling.
Oh,
pulls one off the shelf.
Like, that was such a good surprise in the film that he was, like, a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Imagine if they did that as, like, a sizzle. Like, each week there was a new Lando video for you to watch in the lead up to Solo. Like,
that would have been some good marketing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my they should have talked to you about that, Steele.
Yeah.
They should talk to me about a lot of things.
That's an I wish.
That's the entire point of my podcast. otherwise, didn't they do that with Deadpool? They re-edited it and they have Deadpool telling someone.
Yeah,
they should have done that.
Fred
just
Savage.
To fill in the gap of no Solo or no Star Wars film in December. Just have the Billy, like once upon a Billy Dee Williams.
I'm all for it.
And all of a sudden my card wasn't there. Like it'd be awesome. Aaron Minton predicts the Solo film will introduce Dracula's into the Star Wars universe.
I'm sorry, what? Draculas?
Draculas? Yeah.
Like, do they mean like vampire? Cool, cool,
no,
cool.
Attack of the Clones.
Was that a thing before?
I will say that there's a comic called Vader's Castle where there are kind of vampires, Draculas. Yeah.
There are definitely Draculas in that.
And Dooku gets to be one for a little bit.
Really?
Well, that's for reals.
That's on brand for him.
Yeah.
He gets betrayed by one.
Yeah.
Shocking twist. Mm-hmm. well, that's a no on that one. And is anyone going to put that under their wishes?
Nope.
No.
Okay. We don't know in the background. Maybe in the background there's some people with like teeth at the parties.
Mm. There might be Draculas.
he like a Screen Rant article. Here's the Draculas you missed in Star Wars.
12 Draculas you missed in Solo. Red circle, arrow.
Confirmed. Matthew from Maine predicts Solo will begin with narration with an appearance from Harrison Ford. That's a no.
No.
We got that in Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, right? Yeah. That was the only time.
He did it once, yeah.
He did it once. Played like a 90-year-old indie.
Jesse and Christine from Pasadena predicted a Jar Jar appearance in the Solo film.
I don't think we even got a Gungan.
Yeah, I don't think there were any Gungans.
We almost got a Gungan in Rogue One from memory. There was going to be maybe one in that
briefing room.
Yeah. Emily and Sean from the Unknown Regions predicted the Solo film would include a flashback to the Clone Wars.
A war, but not a flashback.
That's my favorite war scene. That was so good. Ross Herford from London predicted the Solo film would contain a drag race meant as a nod to American Graffiti.
There's some truth there, but it wasn't a drag race.
Though, do you know what I mean?
Pursuit.
It wasn't friendly.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a drag
car
race.
Car chase, but not a...
You got to have someone holding a...
and Wolfman Jack on the polo net. Yeah.
David Roberts from Wales predicted accidental or innocuous use of the Force in the Solo film, which Han Solo would dismiss as nothing. Which I sort of thought that might have come as well. Like there'd be a bit of Force use and Han would like blow it off, but no buys. No buys.
That's a no.
Duty from the Shaken Not Nerd podcast predicted Han would personalize the Falcon by removing parts when he wins it from Lando in the Solo film. Close. But he definitely customized it to his own taste. But
is that what you call that?
Yeah.
Aggressive customization. Yeah.
He hadn't won it as yet. But I love that scene where it just lands and it's just what a piece of junk.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Now, Sal, we're into some Rebels predictions.
I like it.
No one made a prediction that it would be about family because it was just too obvious.
Then you were wrong.
Josiah Ward from Kentucky predicted Ahsoka, Kanan, and Ezra will have a mystical ending on Rebels with them replacing the Denzians of Mortis.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Oh.
They were they were going in the right direction with that one.
I think the Mortis stuff is just too specific.
Andrew Minnis from Melbourne predicted Dave Filoni would be demoted to a ceremonial position within Disney, not allowed to create another animated series.
Oh, that guy must be really mad.
And would wedge one more returning Clone Wars character into Rebels before the series ends.
Restraining order. Wrong.
Well, we got.
Yeah, that's a big old no.
Yeah, you got a promotion.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
I know.
Jeez.
Enjoy your live action TV shows.
Yeah.
He gets to tell Nick Nolte what to do.
Yeah.
David from Pittsburgh predicted Ezra would not only survive the end of Rebels, but he'll come back in the next animated series as a villain.
Oh.
Not yet.
That's a definite not yet.
Yeah.
This is an awesome prediction. And we don't normally allow two predictions, but this one was so good. Mr. Sunday Movies predicted that Ezra's brain would end up in one of those walking Beaumont monk contraptions that inhabit Jabba's palace.
Wow, that's extreme.
So he's in Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
3PO gets scared?
Yeah.
He's crawling up to C-3PO going, family.
We met on Garel.
In literature, Rowan Strang from Christchurch predicted there would be a Lando novel or sequel set between the original and sequel trilogies. Is there? There's no Lando novel, is there?
Well, not in that time frame.
No.
They did that Han and Lando.
The Last Shot.
It does happen after, parts of the story happen after Jedi. Yeah. So that's not totally wrong. It just wasn't marketed as a Lando. It wasn't a Lando
you
solo
could flip
book.
The cover and make it a Lando.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Depending on the,
So what do we reckon? We thumbing up that one or down?
It's, I mean,
if you give me the cover,
kudos.
Flip, that's a technicality.
It's some kudos.
Yeah. I definitely don't think it's not in
it's not a Lando novel specifically, though.
All right. Sorry about that, Rob. Stephen Angel from Shanghai predicted a Snoke novel or comic. There is a Snoke comic coming.
Coming
out.
In 2019. Oh, so sorry.
Thanks for playing.
What did he say coming out?
Wow, that was brutal, Sal.
Sal does not want a point given to that person.
Yeah. You're the nicest person I know, and you just turned.
I don't know what happened.
Thinking about that street up.
It's Rashad on the dark side over there. He's influencing him. It was all his influence.
So I think that's true, but I don't think it makes the... you don't go out on a limb enough for to make the finals. Alex Kay from Parts Unknown, The Unknown Regions, predicted that Thrawn and Vader will have a run-in with Leia in the next Thrawn book.
No.
No, he doesn't
not
have
an,
it.
Not an alliance.
Yeah.
Treason, yeah.
We got another Thrawn book.
Yeah.
But not in 2018.
Not in 2018.
Not in 2018.
Okay.
From the
people
shadows.
Are just getting ahead of themselves is really what it boils down to.
Colin from Kentucky.
That's their wish list.
Colin from Kentucky predicted the return of Mara Jade to Star Wars canon, probably in an ongoing Marvel title called The Emperor's Hand. What I like about this one from Colin, he's made a prediction and then worked on a bit of marketing as well. That's great.
I give him a lot of kudos for that.
He's going to be like, hiring me.
Didn't they make a Mara Jade action figure this last year? In one of the Black Series lines?
It was Jaina Solo.
Jaina Solo. I'm a fake fan. Sorry.
Yeah, no sweat.
Then Revan won the whatever.
Right.
Fan.
Do you think Mara Jade will ever come back?
I hope not.
Yeah,
I think there's too much baggage.
That's me exactly.
I'll say no.
Yeah, because I think there would just be too much expectation if they gave a character that name. Mm.
Any way you do it won't satisfy people who care that you did it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Rashad, we good? Okay.
All right, some episode 9 predictions to wrap it up. Henrik Ackerstrom from The Unknown Regions predicts Chewie will receive a medal in episode 9 and that Kylo Ren will use the Force Lightning in a movie. I don't know why people are predicting episode 9 stuff.
I think they're hoping to see a teaser.
Yeah.
And it'll show some stuff.
Okay. Here we go. Johnny Grasso of the Rogue One podcast predicted Leia's absence in episode 9 will be explained by her being away rebuilding the Senate on Coruscant. Well,
that's wrong, right?
Well, we know she's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So
I just assume it's wrong because Johnny Grasso predicted it. So it's a safe bet.
That was not a laugh, a really hard one.
Jared Kaspar from The Unknown Regions predicted Rey and Kylo's final confrontation will take place via their Force bond and they won't be in the same location during the fight. That's
interesting.
That's an interesting prediction, but I feel like people would hate it. People, like, a certain group of fans really don't like that Luke Skywalker wasn't there. I think when I look at the whole scope of Luke Skywalker throwing down the lightsaber in Return of the Jedi and stuff, like him not being there, like, really fits in with everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think if... we've got to have some lightsabers doing the cross and the crisscross and you know, the flips and the higher ground, all that good stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I do like the flips.
That's why you can't cross the street.
Can't cross the street without a flip.
That's how he did it so quickly back then.
Nice.
That was the secret.
This is an interesting one. Ellie from Parts Unknown, Unknown Regions, predicted episode 9 would depict Kylo Ren forming his own version of the Jedi Order with Luke's former students. It's to be seen, so
I feel like all of these.
We should save it for 2019.
Okay. I feel like these should have been more like things that will get confirmed, like casting or.
This is our later pile.
Yeah,
I think maybe people might have thought that we'd have. Like a trailer by now.
Sure,
that's
what I'm
thinking. Let's get prediction. Do we have a title or a bit of footage before New Year's Eve?
No.
I think it's...
They're still filming.
Yeah,
so.
It was possible that Frosty story... I know Frosty and I trust Frosty, but there's a reason it wasn't an official news story and just a tweet. I think if you might get a force for change, but we're running out of time for even that.
Yeah.
Unless they just surprise us on Christmas Day.
Or New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, like right before midnight. Here you go.
Imagine that. Imagine dropping it at midnight in one of the time zones and then you're like, someone get YouTube up.
Where's Bob Iger going to be at a New Year's party? That's what we need to track.
Yeah, it would have to be like that U2 album where it just like automatically downloads to all phones and iTunes around the world.
People love that. What do you think Bob Iger's doing on New Year's Eve?
He's not even on this earth. He's actually, he goes up to like Cloud City with Richard Branson and hang out.
And Walt's head.
Elon Musk, and they're up there.
Mighty JT from The Unknown Regions predicts a time jump between The Last Jedi and Episode 9. I wish. I hope.
I think.
I think so.
It should be.
Talking about this with Rashad today in the car, I think the one of the things I think that hurts The Last Jedi is the definitive presentation of time. Mm-hmm. Like mentioning that there's so many hours and like... It just should have been, like in Empire Strikes Back, like how long is Luke on Dagobah? How long did it take him to get to Cloud City? Like, a month?
Yeah.
3 days? Like, four
Pretty
years?
Pretty far, but I think we can make it.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Mel DeWitt from Austin predicts Rey will consult with a Force Ghost Council consisting of Anakin, Qui-Gon Jinn, Yoda, Obi-Wan, and Luke in Episode 9.
I don't like council. Like, she should just talk to Luke.
I want Anakin.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
That's my big ask.
Yeah. Like, my dream scene...
That's a duo.
...is, like Rey and Kylo, and then Force Ghost Luke and Anakin, like, argue. Or just having a... because I just can't comprehend what Anakin Skywalker could, like... Is, like...
Yeah.
Like, he's got some stuff to regret. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so... Such a weird... Like, in that comic where the Infinities one where he got in the... Like, he lived and he got the white suit and he just went back and hung with everyone. Like, it was so awkward.
Yeah, we did it.
And our final prediction. Bang on. Joshua Chapman from Melbourne, who actually... Just had a daughter this week, so congratulations, Joshua.
That's good.
He predicted an influx of Last Jedi fan edits of questionable quality online.
Winner.
Okay, I think
winner.
That's a winner.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Right.
That is a big thumbs up. Let's hear it for all our predictors. Some brave souls, So what have we got here? Dante DeMille predicted no new movies in 2018. Nick Mason predicted Alden Ehrenreich would be one and done with Star Wars after the Solo film. Mr. Sunday Movies predicted the Solo film would be fine, not exceptional, safe, not revolutionary, and that they'll announce a new animated series. Rusty Brown from San Diego predicted Chewbacca would rip someone's arms out of their sockets to save the day. Don Legaspi from San Francisco apparently predicted the Solo film would not break $750 million at the worldwide box office. Thomas Stidman from Baltimore predicted that Solo would only do $70 to $80 million on opening weekend, and we're happy to round up Price is Right style to $84 million. So
and one.
Because I was like, that one. I thought that was actually more legit than the guy who said under 750.
Yeah,
that opening day.
Yeah, that one should be, because even if it sucked, you would thought, it's at least going to be 100 million.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That was a good
prediction. And that guy has a great, it was accurate. Yeah. It was pretty accurate. I was like, oh.
Jordan O'Mara from Victoria predicted that Solo would underperform, causing Lucasfilm to rethink their future standalones. And Joshua Chapman from Melbourne predicted an influx of Last Jedi fan edits of questionable quality online. So we'll have a voting thing online, which there'll be a recorded thing to tell you how to vote. And then we'll announce the winner. Very exciting. Guys, thanks so much for coming down to Geeky Tees to hang out. Let's get a huge round of applause for all our guests. Emma Five, Laura Siracule, Kem Natzok, and, of course, our final late edition, who had to walk across a street, Sal Perales.
No, you guys are awesome.
The most confident he's ever been, Rashad. Big round of applause.
Oh, stop.
Thank you guys so much. I'm Steele Saunders, and may that force be with you.
Hey, you guys, thanks so much for listening to our 2018 prediction review show. It was the best of times. Hey, do me a favor, in the show notes, I've got the Twitter addresses for everyone that was on the show. We had Laura, Ken, Rashad, Emma, and Sal. And make sure you follow them on Twitter and give them a thanks for being so cool to come on the show. It is very gratifying that so many fun and talented people are happy to give up their time to come podcast with us. It's really cool. Now, let's get down to business, and that is deciding the number one prediction for 2018. We are in the semifinals. Due to Twitter only allowing 4 poll options per tweet, we'll have 2 semifinals. So you can vote on both of those. Then early in the new year, we will post up the final 4 and we will announce the winner at our live 2019 prediction show, which is going down at Geeky D's at 6 p.m. Saturday the 12th in January. And tickets are on sale for that now. And we'll also have people will be able to call into that show and email their predictions as well. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get everyone's predictions into the show. I'm not sure how much this will generate, but we will give a preference to the people that are in the audience to announce their prediction live, and then, of course, the patrons that help support the show. And if you want to become a patron, it is $1 or $3 for the content levels. $3 gets you everything that we've ever made and the ongoing bonus shows. $1 gets all the regular Steel Wars episodes in full, along with all the YouTube content in audio form. But with a little boy who is currently strapped to my chest sleeping, any and all contributions help free up my time a little money-wise to keep pumping out this content. It is so appreciated, guys. So thank you very much. But I cannot wait for the 2019 prediction show. So get pondering on what your best prediction will be. If you enjoyed this or any episode, please pod it forward. Drop us a retweet or a comment on Facebook. Tag us in it and I'll be sure to share it too. But it honestly is the best way to get new listeners, and new listeners are the lifeblood of independent podcasts like Steel Wars. So any help you can. And also, I've got to be honest, you guys, it helps morale around the Steel Wars offices when I see someone that's taken a few seconds out to give us a retweet. I don't know. It's weird, but it really helps. Also, you can jump on iTunes and write a sweet 5-star review. We've got a T-shirt sale going at the moment, the Rip Mac sale, and you can get T-shirts for $13.95
if you enter the code RIPMAC. My old MacBook died and I had to shell out for another one just before Christmas, which was delightful. All these new plugs, killing me. You're killing me, Macintosh. You are killing me. But so we've got a shiny new Mac and we've got some T-shirts that if you want to trade some money for a T-shirt and that cash will help keep the podcast going. I hope everyone has a safe and happy and joy-filled Christmas and New Year's or holidays, whatever it is to you. I hope you really enjoy it. It might just be a day where all the shops are shut for some bizarre reason. And on New Year's Eve, please be safe and watch out for idiots. The idiots are the ones you got to watch out for. And Harrison is beginning to stir up. What do you want to say? Santa's coming tomorrow, buddy. Don't get all upset. Don't get upset. Oh. All right. It might be time for a little feed, you guys. So the content has to end. Oh, dude. Are you doing this on cue? Thank you guys so much. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.